Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Dicey D20. And as you can probably tell by the title of this episode and the lack of Noah, we are releasing yet another Pokemon episode. That's right, episode 2 of Old Man Sanders and his Pokemon are back. We had some issues scheduling for this week's episode, and anyone that's played D&D knows the struggle of trying to corral a group of people together, but we hope you accept this episode as a peace offering. Patreons, I haven't forgotten about you, and since you listened to this episode last week, I will be working on getting episode 3 out to you fine folks this weekend, so keep checking Patreon for that. Now, without further ado, on to the episode.
Welcome back to our little D&D Pokemon skit that we got going on here. Hopefully you enjoyed last episode. Here on today's episode, we are going to continue with Old Man Sanders' shenanigans. Hopefully this guy can get himself a badge and, you know, maybe catch some more Pokemon. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
I'm Josh. I play Old Man Sanders.
Welcome. All right. And your Pokemon? What do you got?
Do your voice, Sab.
My voice.
That one.
Am I supposed to do a Pokemon voice?
No, just introduce
you will never catch me ever impersonating Psyduck on here. Not a single chance.
I'm Sab and I play Nidoran.
Awesome.
And last, I'm Sam.
Oh my god.
My name is Sam and I play Psyduck.
Awesome. All right. Well, just in case you listen to the episode and it's been a while, I'll give you a quick recap. So we started off with the introduction of Old Man Sanders. He is the newest trainer out in the Pokemon world. I'm not sure what he was doing out in his childhood, but you know, he finally found the courage.
Eating Pokemon with mallets.
True. After that hardship with the Diglets, the old man has become quite insane and just all about beating Pokemon.
He didn't understand it then, and he doesn't understand it now.
Yes, they started off his journey, talked to Professor Birch, who gave up some start-off Pokeballs, get an encounter with
nailing my mom. Put that down.
He is. They do a lot of weird shit, and I hope this young lad doesn't find out any of it.
Oh, God.
Yes, his first encounter was with a Psyduck. He had a little bit of a trouble catching him, but he eventually did do so. And after that, we went into the forest where he met another trainer who caught a Kakuna. And out of rage, you know, he said some mean things to the kid. Probably things he shouldn't have said. And after that, he caught himself a Nidoran. After a 2v1 battle, he decided to catch one where the other one ran away. And then we went back home. You know, he said some mean things to Professor Birch. His mom retaliated, and he went up to his bedroom like the good boy he is. And this is where we're going to start off. We'll pass the reins on to the trainer, Old Man Sanders. So, you know what? Roll me a d20. Let's see how you slept.
Oh, God. 4?
Not so well. Seems like you have night terrors from the Diglett attacks back in the day.
I have night terrors.
All right, and Psyduck, why don't you roll me a d20 as well? We'll see how you slept. This is a new environment for you.
It's a big old 12.
Nice. You know, not bad. You were scared coming into this guy's room with posters and Pokemon that are like stuffed animals all over the place. It was kind of weird, but you know,
I gave him
a weird 7-year-old environment.
Yeah.
There's a lot of dust right. On the ground.
It's skin cells.
That is what dust is.
All right, and Nidoran is still in his Pokeball. So yeah, I'll pass the reins on to the trainer, and we'll let you start off your day there.
As I usually start my day off, I get up, and I look over to the corner, and I go, hi, Psyduck, I forgot about you.
I begin to stretch immediately, touching my toes, reaching up as high as I can to the sky.
Flexible.
Just getting limber.
have you been doing them with them?
Oh, alright.
I stop and stare at him.
Josh,
I also stop and stare at him.
Old man Sanders, roll me a d20 for to see if you can touch your toes. I mean, you're 70. Doesn't seem 18. Very believable. Wow. I mean, your spine has molded into this, I guess, I don't know, this old being that you've become, and you're able to touch your toes at this age, yeah. And your Pokemon is quite impressed.
Wow.
Are you impressed?
I shake my head no. And I head down the stairs.
Just like my dad.
Oh, it's at this point I remember I still have the other Pokemon, and I go over and grab the Pokeball that is in, and I huck it at the wall. It's like, go Nidoran.
Go right. Nidoran.
Nidoran, roll me a d20.
Okay, that's a 17.
Nice. Yeah, you come shooting out of that Pokeball. You've been trapped in there for a really long time, and this is your first interaction to being free.
Attack!
Running!
Alright, yeah, so you pop out of the ball, and all you see is this old man. And then you start to get flashbacks of what happened to you, but there's some uncontrollable force that's keeping you from, you know, attacking this man. You're his now.
I don't have pants on either.
I stab his pillows.
He owns you.
You shit on his pillows.
Rip his posters down.
Yeah. I'm gonna go pee on the bed.
Oh God.
Alright, so Nidoran hops up on your bed and actually roll me a d20. Let's see if you get stage fright because he's looking at you.
He's a wild 14. Man.
I'm staring at him.
No, you've done this before. You've peed in front of Pokemon trainers and you have no problem just peeing on old man Sanders' bed. Your bed becomes quite moist and not in a good way.
Little do you know, it's already moist.
To stay on the bed.
You're just sitting here.
It's his bed now.
Oh God, yeah. He's marked. I try to pick him up. I go, come okay. Here, Nidoran.
All right, it's up to the Pokemon if you're willing. Let him pick you up.
Sure.
Okay.
Should I save yes. some of that pee?
Old man Sanders picks up Nidoran.
I say, I always forget if you are a girl or a boy. And then I flip him over to check.
All right.
When he does this, I'm going to piss.
All right.
You are a pokey pedophile.
Both of you roll me a d20. One for Old Man Sanders to see if he can determine the sex of his Pokemon. And two for Nidoran to see if you still got some liquid in the tank.
How's
it's a 12.
How's a 3 sound?
Alright, so...
He might flip, be a boy, but you can't tell.
You flip around your Nidoran, and you don't exactly know where to look to determine the sex of your Pokemon, so you kind of give up. And as for your Pokemon, as you're turning it around and stuff, he's got a little bit left, and it just kind of squirts on your face.
Oh, God. No, please.
And I drop him. I say, bad girl.
All right. Just been called a bad girl, Nidoran. All right. That's well, okay. All this is going on. Psyduck, you said you went downstairs.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm sitting in the middle of the table staring at his mother.
Oh. Yeah, it's just his mom. Seems like Professor Birch went to work or went to go plow his other mistress, but that's for me to know and for you guys to find out. all right, so you climb up on the table and you sit on it, and the mom's there, and she says, oh, Psyduck! And she goes to the fridge and grabs a fresh bowl of fruit, and she puts it out in front of you.
I begin, I begin to stare at the sweet, sweet cup of prune juice sitting on the counter.
Oh. She says, oh, Psyduck, you want prune juice? And she goes and grabs the pre-made one she has for her son, Old Man Sanders, and she places it in front of your face, and it's up to you if you want to grab it or not.
Two fins, I grab that and chug the entire thing immediately.
All right, d20 to see if you can chug it. It's a big glass.
That is a 13.
13. You know when you like grab a full drink and some of it kind of spews off to the sides of your mouth because you're trying to force so much liquid into your mouth? That's kind of what's going on right now.
Oh, yeah.
You messed up the table a bit, but you know, she doesn't seem bothered by your actions.
It's better than on the ground.
So I'm just going to keep sitting right there in the middle of the table.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, she brings over some bread, some of her famous bread that she's known for in town, and cuts it all up and places it on the table as well. And she, you know, she starts like patting you on the head and she just says,
Where's my lazy son?
Just takes him that long to get down. The stairs aren't easy.
It's just, old man Sanders, get your ass down here.
Wiping the piss from my eyes. I kind of want to shower. Do we have a shower?
Yeah.
Oh.
No.
Okay, I quickly hop in the shower, and I mean, I use the rail because I want to be safe, you know.
So you hop in fully clothed?
Well, I was already not dressed anyway, so.
Oh my goodness.
Are you kidding me? And you were stretching in front of me? Touching your toes?
I was touching the other Pokemon.
Psycho. So.
Yeah,
and then
so
you pin Sab on his back? Oh god.
So are you butt-ass naked or are you in like boxers?
Oh, boxers.
Okay. I mean, they're short enough that your balls still kind of hang out the bottom. You know, you're getting old. They don't hang up tight like they used to. Anyway, so you hop on the acorn chairlift, and it takes a little bit to go down, and your mother looks over at you and says,
"There you are, you lazy shit. Me and Professor Birch had a talk, and it's about time you move out of the house."
Move out? I was waiting for you to die.
Oh. You'd like that, wouldn't you? Free house, free food, free money. Well, you know what? Today's the day you move out. So get showering, come and eat, and then you're out of this house.
Oh my god. I don't know if I'm ready for the real world.
Well, you should have thought twice before disrespecting Professor Birch, my love. Oh god, he's so dreamy.
Well, Zydeck, I guess it's time to go.
Okay, so you.
Am I still upstairs? Can I go downstairs?
Yeah.
Like, have I ever gone upstairs or downstairs?
I mean, you were brought upstairs by your trainer, but you've never gone downstairs before. So, yeah, roll me a d20 and see how this goes.
I think you can figure it out.
I mean, that's a 13.
All right. You know, the carpet makes it a little slidey, but yeah, you make your way down.
Can I do a perception check for odors in the house?
Yeah.
See what's cooking?
Absolutely.
Can we clarify why Sab's doing this?
Okay.
It's because it's the only thing he's proficient
in. I'm hungry.
Yeah, so he has an ability called Keen Smell, and he has advantage on things that require him to smell.
Okay, it's a
16. Well, you know, apart from that freshly baked bread that grandma made in the house, there's also some pokey snacks that are cooking in the oven as we speak.
I tell Psyduck this, that there's snacks in the oven for us.
Oh man, I'm so full from that sweet, sweet prune juice. But I'm down and I make my way over towards the oven and sit there and stare at it.
Okay. So are you going to do the same, Nidoran?
Yeah, I'm going to sit down and do the same.
Okay. You know, like those pizza commercials where the guy used to stare into the oven? That's kind of what's going to happen to you guys. You're just going to come out with some slightly burnt skin over you. So wait, are you in the shower yet, old man Sanders?
Oh, yeah. I ran upstairs crying.
Okay, so the shower is downstairs, so that's kind of weird. Oh.
I then remembered the shower is downstairs and ran downstairs crying.
Okay. And
wait, didn't he already have a shower?
I thought
no, so. He was in the midst of having it.
Oh.
You had to go downstairs to get the bathrooms downstairs. There's no bathroom upstairs.
Oh, I get it. I understand now.
Kind of a weird layout for a house. Like,
who built this?
She knew her son would live here forever, and she was trying to think of ways to get him to move out.
So is it three floors and the bathroom's downstairs, or is the bathroom on the middle floor where we're currently chilling?
Yeah, so there's no basement. It's pretty much like bungalow. And then mm-hmm. a set of stairs that leads to the second floor. That's it.
What is the matter? We're leaving.
Facts.
Your mom, she comes over and kisses you on the forehead, and she says,
"You know, this isn't forever. I just need some time."
And she hands you a backpack. It seems to have a full week's supply of prune juice. You also have some freshly baked pokey snacks that she actually gave one to Psyduck and Nidoran as they were coming out. She says, "Oh, they're hot," and she hands them to you guys.
Oh my god. Don't feed my Pokemon without my permission. Psyduck's gonna get fat.
Your mother approaches you and backhands you across the face.
Oh my god.
I'll do whatever I want in my house.
What?
I backhand him with my flipper.
Okay.
Smack him back with my needle.
Oh god, your Pokemon have gone out into a full-out brawl.
Oh my god. Nidoran, don't hit Psyduck.
I start bawling my eyes out and I run behind old man Xander's feet. Crying.
Oh my. You get back in your Pokeball.
And I call Nidoran back into my Pokeball.
Okay. Nidoran, you get sucked back into the Pokeball. It seems a little bit better than what it was before, but still, it's a trapped forest that you're living in with no one else to be around. You're hiding behind old man Sanders, and at this point your mom's giving you that backpack, so it has the full week supply of prune juice, it has a bunch of poke snacks, she put some fresh berries in there for the Pokemon as well. There doesn't really seem to be much for you, it's just more for the Pokemon.
That bitch.
Alright, so she's standing at the door, like, you know, tapping her feet on the ground with her arms crossed, and she says,
"Well, I think it's about time you go, young man."
"I think it's about time you go. To hell!"
And I run out the door.
"I always loved your older brother.
He died."
"Oh no."
"I wish he ate you in birth."
"Oh god."
"Not the other way around."
So wait. She loved him more and he was never born.
Yep.
That hurts.
Alrighty. So you trail off with this thought. Seems that you've left your house there kind of by force.
Seems
fourth.
Like your mom is losing it.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I think that's clear.
I think finally getting some
yes. All the power of 40 years just rushed in at once. God. Your father used to beat her, but now she's the alpha with Professor Birch.
Good, good.
Anyway, you're out on the town in beautiful Mallet Town. Seems to be a overcast day, you know. The pidgeys are chirping and, you know, it's just it's a nice day to be out and about.
Stupid birds.
As you say that, a pharaoh comes in and picks you up.
Oh god.
Okay. Yeah, it's up to you what you want to do next.
I don't know, Psyduck. What do we go try and fight a gym battle?
I stare at him confused, and then I do as any Pokemon would do, and I crawl up him back on top of his head.
Nice.
I'll take that as a yes.
Right. Okay. Do you have any knowledge of where the first gym guy would be?
I was alive when the first gym was created.
I feel like you should go talk to the guy banging your mom. I feel like you should go talk to him. I feel like he might know what's up.
That's a good plan, Psyduck, in my head.
I'm just tapping on his head, pointing down the road.
Yeah, let's head that way. We'll go to Professor Birch's.
Okay. Yeah, so you walk for good 2 minutes or so. You know, I got some locals out and about. Some of them have some Pokemon with them. You notice the Mr. Mime from yesterday. You notice a Sandshrew. You notice some Pidgeys up in the air. And it seems to be a very active Pokemon town. Then they all seem to be helping out with chores. I mean, the Sandshrew is just digging holes in its owner's, actually in the neighbor's garden. So the neighbor's getting pissed off and they're yelling at each other, but nothing to concern yourself with. And then you finally reach the lab where Professor Birch is. So you want to enter?
Oh, I enter.
Okay. So you enter the lab and Professor Birch has another woman bent over. No, I'm kidding.
You monster!
No, he's filling up different vials with some sort of like green liquid. It seems like he's got some potions that he's making. He's pretty big into herbology. Yeah, he's just making some stuff for the road and some trainers that come in and that he's kind of putting under their wing. He's giving them some stuff that would be helpful on the road there. So yeah, there's like a little bell as you enter the door and he turns around and he says, "Old man Sanders, is that you?
Who else would it be?
So, your mom give you the talk or what?"
"Yeah, the birds and the bees."
"Hmm. You see, it's your son." And he comes over and puts his arm around your, like, the back of your neck. And he says, "You know, it's not your fault. It's, women. They're crazy. You know, I'm sure you've had, some girlfriends in the past. Maybe you still do, you know? I just don't know about her. You know, but sometime we'll get close and we'll share some stories about, the good old days, am I right?" And he kind of, like, punches you on the shoulder lightly. What can I do for you there, old man Sanders?"
"First of all, I've been a virgin for 70 years.
God.
I can no longer get it up without a pill. So..."
He nods and he says, "Yeah, you know, I had to take one last night when I was doing your mom, but, you know, nothing to be ashamed of."
"Well, thanks, Professor."
"You know, being a virgin is nothing to be discouraged about. No attachment, you know. You don't know how great it feels, and you never have to wear one of those silly plastic things around your little wiener there."
Justin, we're playing the game, right?
This sounds like porn.
there's way too much sexual content so far between you two. I mean, it seems like you guys really are focused on this part of the story.
Look, Professor Birch, you know, he hasn't had any for years, and now that he's got another female in his life, he's proudly talking about it. That's all it is.
Why is one of the good things he said to Josh that he doesn't know how good it feels? How is that one of the positives?
Alrighty. So yeah, he gives you a little pep talk and he says, "Yeah, so, you know, that was your first thing. What else did you want to talk to me about?"
"I caught my first two Pokemon last night and..."
"Hmm.
I don't know what to do now."
He says, "Well, hand me your Pokedex. Let's see what Pokemon you captured."
Let's throw it at him.
Oh, God. All right. Roll me a d20. See if you...
19.
19. Yeah, you hit him square in the head.
Does it tell me what he is?
There seems to be... It does not, surprisingly. It doesn't seem to be in the Pokemon database. But yeah, he has a red mark on his head, and he starts rubbing it, and he says, "Old man Sanders, Jesus, didn't your mother teach you any manners?"
"No."
He says, "Clearly." And he picks it up and he says, "Oh, what do we have here? Oh, we got a Psyduck for your first capture. And then in the same day, you caught a Nidoran. You know, that's something to be proud of." And he holds up his hand for a crisp high five.
I go for it and I say,
"I've always wanted a male and female Pokemon, but now I have them."
He looks, you know, as he's giving you the high five, he's looking at the Pokedex too, and he says, "Well, both males, but let's see if he's going to tell that to you." No, he doesn't want to share that. And he shrugs it aside, you know, it's a proud moment for you.
Well, he doesn't know what the Psyduck is.
And he just, well, it's like on the Pokedex, it determines what sex they are.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that tells you. Well, that's embarrassing.
He says, well, like, you have two Pokemon. The first gym, if you're feeling ready, champ, is in Meridian. You know, would you head east, and it's the first town when you get there. There, the trainer, his name is Bokum McCoy. Quite a young lad, you know. He's coming to his prime, and he's got a lot of good Pokemon there. I won't spoil the surprise, though. You'll have to talk to him and meet him, and yeah, I'm sure you could beat him, though. You know, he's the entry gym level for new Pokemon trainers, and he usually goes easy on the younger folk that go in. But I mean, yeah, you're still young at heart, aren't you, old man Sanders? And he punches you on the shoulder again.
I pull out my mallet and I start like hitting it into my hand. I say,
oh, don't worry, I can take care of him.
Oh, he says, no, not like that. I mean, unless he's like doing your mom or something crazy like that. But I mean, in this case, no, I mean, you're going to fight him with your Pokemon. The whole point of capturing Pokemon is so that you use them to fight other Pokemon.
Seems kind of fucked up.
Yes, there's been discussions about Pokemon slavery and stuff, but you know, we're past those times. It's a new era and people are loving it, so you go out there and you fight with your Pokemon, damn it.
Okay, I wouldn't want to go against societal norms.
Alright, so he hands you a small bag. It seems to have some vials in it that are corked off. You actually have in your possession three just potions of healing, just regular ones, and you also have a awakening potion, so if your Pokemon are put to sleep, and you have one poison heal as well.
Okay.
No effect if you drink these yourselves. I mean, they taste really bad, so I would recommend against it. But these are for your Pokemon. The red ones are if your Pokemon get low health, mid-battle, or even afterwards. If you're far away from a Pokestop, you can give them potions and it'll give them back some health. Just to keep them in the fight a little bit longer.
So I just uncork it and put it up their butt?
I mean,
does that double
I'm
the
sure
healing?
That would probably work, but no, old man Sanders. Yeah, you know, we just pour it in their mouths. Oh. You don't want to weird out your Pokemon.
Too late.
Still kind of fucked up, man. I mean, just drink it down their throat.
I mean, I have these needles here. If you want to do that instead.
Oh God, Nidoran's addicted to that shit.
That's something I can get behind.
Just give me one more hit, Daddy.
Oh God.
All right, so you'll keep the vials, and yeah, so the red ones are the healing. The yellow one will help with if your Pokemon falls asleep, either by it'd be other Pokemon such as like Jigglypuff. They're really annoying. You know, I usually kick them when I walk by them.
What kind of professor are you?
He says, no one was around. I mean, it's just, if they put me asleep and I wake up in the middle of the night and, you know, there's some bad people on the road, some bad trainers. You know, has your mom ever told you about Team Rocket?
No.
Oh, well, so these guys, they're the bad guys here. You know how we were talking about slavery there? That is what's going on. See, the Pokemon you have, they stay with you out of compassion. You know, you guys build a bond and they want to fight for you. That's kind of like the whole idea here. But Team Rocket, they capture Pokemon and they pretty much use them for slavery, and they, you know, they don't build bonds with their Pokemon. They exploit them and, you know, it's an awful thing, and they're out there trying to capture, you know, some special Pokemon that are out of trainers, like a trainer's grasp, so they're just out doing some bad, and if you see them, I mean, I would stand clear, especially because you don't have the Pokemon to defend yourself just yet.
I understand.
He says, in that case, that's where I would pull out the mallet, and I would go after the trainers.
Oh God, I only go after Pokemon with this.
Oh, all right. Well, yeah, so I mean, is that your plan? You're going to head to Meridian?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, just head east there. It's through the tunnel system. The Diglets were fortunate enough to give us a little tunnel path to the next little town there, and that's where you will find the first trainer.
Awesome. Okay.
Any other questions for me?
No, that's it.
I wave goodbye, and I put the bag in my other bag.
Nice. And he says, oh, I'll take care of your mother for you. Don't worry.
Shut up.
Yeah. So you walk out of Professor Birch's lab there, and are you going to head east? I mean, there's multiple ways to get there. He recommended the tunnel system, which is probably the safest route, but there's other means to get there, so it's up to you.
When's the first helicopter? How you want to get to...
You know, Mallet Town isn't a very prosperous or growing community, and it doesn't seem like they have any helicopters. Most trainers get around by flying with their Pokemon.
Psyduck fly!
Yeah. I begin to flap my wings vigorously as hard as possible.
So like a chicken, he starts flapping his wings and, you know, jumping, and there's a small glide there, but by no means is Psyduck able to fly.
Oh, good job, Psyduck.
I'm also still on his head, so I'm definitely doing that on top of your head.
I say, wow, in a couple more years, maybe you can fly.
And that's what we do for the rest of the season, just practice. No,
hours on hours.
Hold up bread and make him jump for it.
We just gotta find sweet, sweet TM, brother. We can find that TM.
That's true. It's an ATM, though.
It's possible. So. Oh. And it's also not possible because I wouldn't be able to use it still.
Not if I force it in your mouth.
Yeah, it must be moving down my throat while I'm sleeping, like Professor Oak suggested.
Also, I'm going to buy a bunch
Professor
of...
Professor Birch. Professor Cedar. Professor Maple.
Also, I'm going to buy a bunch of those awakening potions, and that's how I'm waking you guys up every morning. Just shoving them in your throat.
You can't buy them. You got no money, old man Sanders. You're broke as hell.
I will breed
you're sell his babies. You're fucking broke. Yeah, you ain't ever had a job, and you ain't ever had that sweet, sweet pleasure, as Justin described it.
So your mom offered you multiple shifts out on the bakery there, and you just told her to fuck off. So this is on you, young man.
Not where I thought you were going to go with that, but... I'm glad that's where it went.
Yeah, same. Just steal a kid's bike or something.
Oh yeah, that was my other part of the plan that I go,
Psyduck, I have a plan.
As we step out of Birch's lab.
Looks like we're gonna join Team Rocket. If Professor Birch hates something, I'm gonna be their best friends.
I'm so disappointed. Like, everything about me is just disappointed with him.
Just like my dad.
Yo, I like Team Rocket.
But yeah, we'll start heading east, because I wanna train to impress Team Rocket someday.
Okay. Like I said, there's a map in your backpack there that kind of like shows possible routes, so you can take that out and see what you got.
All right, yeah.
Or you could just take the tunnel path that's like, it's pretty like obvious. There's a little cavern and you climb down, and then it's just walking straight through the tunnel system.
That sounds easy. And plus I got my mallet still, so if there's any more Diglets, just take care of them.
Let's get those... flashbacks. Oh god.
They're raining in.
They're surrounding us.
They're in the trees.
They are the trees.
They've adapted.
I toss out Nidoran and say,
are you gonna be good now?
I nod my head yes.
Good, because if
damn,
not
I... damn, you're a psycho dog.
Wait, who is?
You.
Oh. I wanted him to be out and free, but I want him to be
You're
going to
be good now, right? You're going to do what I say.
As I flip him over.
Let me check.
Nah, he's fine. I know he's a female. I know for a fact.
I pulled my dick.
Let's start heading towards the cavern, the tunnel.
Okay, cool. So you head east at this like part of town. There doesn't seem to be as many houses. Seems like most of the village is built on the northwest side and down by the waterfront there. So yeah, you head east past a couple of houses. It seems to be some kids playing in the yard with some plush like Pokemon dolls.
I'm showing
and they're holding them up at each other and they're like, go Pikachu.
I'm showing West Side gang signs. And just, you know, okay. represent the side of the town you live in.
They're throwing tomatoes at you.
I thought it was east.
Side, catch them.
Yeah, we're in the east end, but I'm from the west end. So come on, keep up.
How far are these kids?
They're about like 15 feet away. They're just in the front lawn in front of the house there.
Did they drop these toys by any chance while beginning to thrust tomatoes towards old man Sanders?
Is that how you describe it?
They did.
I jump off and I sprint and I try and grab one of the toys.
Trainer, you gonna let this happen?
Yes, absolutely. Whatever my side wants. Right. He's a sweet, sweet prince and he can have...
So 4-year-old Molly sees you rushing over and she holds out her arms thinking you're coming to give her a big hug.
How wrong she is. What a naive child.
What an idiot.
So the doll's right beside her and you're just going to grab it?
Yeah, so then I'm going to sprint kind of back to Sanders, but also just to get away from the kids. Okay.
So, yeah, roll me a d20 to see how fast you can grab the doll.
It's a 5, unfortunately. Okay.
Yeah, so you kind of like waddle up and you look at her and you grab the doll as she's like staring at you and she begins to be upset and she says, "Give me my Pikachu back!" And she grabs like the one end of it and you're currently in a tug of war match with this 4-year-old girl. I'm going to need a strength roll from you, Psyduck, and she's going to roll strength as well.
Is that also a 20?
A d20, yeah.
Oh, that is a nat 20, brother. My first ever.
Oh my god. So Molly rolled a 11 and you rolled a nat 20. So as she grabs it, you just like smack her in the face with one of your paddly hands. And she begins to cry.
No, I don't want to hit her.
You rolled a 20, damn it. Super effective. She cries.
Couldn't you just pull it really hard and she fall over?
No. I want to.
Oh, no, you heard him. You heard him. I reached out and smacked the child.
Yeah, Psyduck is unchecked, alright? He's not trained right. He's just doing whatever the fuck he wants.
Good.
Anyways, you smack her in the face quickly and then shove her to the ground and grab the doll and you start walking away. She begins to cry.
I'm running.
And her older brother, Tyler, six years old, hops on his bike and starts running after you. He says,
tell me this guy at 6. This guy at 6 is hopping on his bike and chasing you.
Can I perception?
6 years old.
Perception for a stick.
Sure.
They're baggy training wheels on that bike.
14.
Yeah, you see a like decent sized stick. It's kind of like brittle, but it's around you.
Okay, I quickly grab it and shove it into the front of his spokes.
I mean, you'd have to move close to him. He's riding towards you because Psyduck's running back to you. With this.
He's 6. Have you seen a 6-year-old bike? They are not moving very fast.
Well,
my
it's
dude.
Not going to be moving fast with a stick in it either.
So yeah, Psyduck's like 10 feet away from you, old man Sanders, and the kid is like 5 feet behind Psyduck. And so you haven't like, you're not within putting the stick into the wheel.
I run towards.
Throw it.
Throw it. Okay, I'll throw it and start running.
Throw it at the bike or at the kid?
Yeah, just in his general area.
Into the spokes.
Oh, okay, well, throw me in. Whoa, that'd be one hell of a throw, but if you can pull it off, then maybe
20. That's a 3.
Okay, so you actually whip it at Psyduck as he's running towards you. Just whip it, hit him in the face.
Sorry, Psyduck.
The kid is slowly gaining on you, Psyduck. You know, he's 6. Those training wheels are going to come off probably within a couple months. He's learned to bike at fast speeds. And he says, "Give back my sister's toy!"
I say, "Nidoran, pack the wheel!" And I point at the kid.
Do you want me to stab the wheel that's going?
With your horn, you have a horn.
Yeah, the bike's going to hit me, too.
I'm screaming.
I'd rather it hit you than
do it. Do it, you little bitch. Do it.
I'm just going to hit the kid off the bike.
Oh, my God. Just obeying a direct order from your trainer.
Is that allowed?
Yeah, he told you to go for the smoke, Seth. Seth, your horn is hard. Yeah. It'll be fine.
Rock hard.
All right, I'll do that then.
Okay, so Old Man Sanders, Blue Man's Nidoran. Yeah, you're pretty much running towards the bike with your horn, and I mean it could go either way. Either the bike's gonna run you over, or you're gonna see it in your action here. So let's see what happens.
Roll high, Nidoran.
Okay, I rolled a 14. Hey.
All right. Oh, he rolled a 14 as well, but we'll give it to Nidoran there.
Isn't it just a roll to hit? AC.
Oh yeah, but he's speeding like as well. So he didn't expect the Nidoran to like come over, so he's technically attacking your Pokemon with a bike.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So it was like a counter, but anyway. Yeah, Nidoran wins. So you know, the dirt's like picking up behind the bike, and he's just about to like grab the doll away from Psyduck, and then Nidoran comes and jumps in and hits the tire with his horn, and the tire deflates, and he flies. The kid flies, and he's gonna take 5 damage, and he's got a big boo boo on his knee, and he starts crying.
Finish him, Nidoran.
I have to obey.
Dad comes out of that. With a shotgun and he says, "You motherfucker."
I just keep sprinting into the bush and wave at them.
I don't actually tell Nidoran to do that, but I say, "Run!" And then...
All right, Psyduck, you now have in your possession a Pikachu toy. It's a plush animal.
Yes.
Seems to be a little bit
you'll love to see
worn.
It.
Maybe it was a childhood Pokemon doll. Yeah, I guess we'll never know now.
We can ask them someday.
Yeah, it's yours. The left arm is like slightly torn, and there's like a little bit of like fluff coming out, but it's still in pretty good shape. Other than that,
I tuck it under my arm and I crawl back up on top of Old Man Sanders. Okay.
I wonder if I could scan it with the Pokedex.
Yeah, you could try.
I throw it at it.
I have 3 Pokemon now.
Nah, I'm not gonna waste time on it. Are we almost at the tunnel?
Yeah, you started full out sprinting. Well, I mean, for you, it's a just faster walk, but yeah, you eventually make it there, no problem. You reach the tunnel system. There's a door that's already open, and you kind of like look down, and there's a 15-foot drop, and they just have a ladder that people climb up and down.
Oh, God. Okay. Yeah, I'll just start climbing down then.
Okay. I mean, this ladder is kind of rugged. It's not the most effective thing. People don't usually head east too much. And for the younger trainers, they actually take the boat system on the river that leads them right to the town.
Pussies.
Yeah. Anyway, so you climb down this rugged ladder. It's just rope and like little planks of wood. So you slowly make your way down. You know, Psyduck's holding on for dear life and is just like pulling on your eyelids as you're kind of dropping yourself down. And Nidoran is, you know, he's never climbed down ladders before, so I'm not sure how this is gonna work.
Yeah, wait till I get to the bottom and I say, "Jump, Nidoran, I'll catch you."
Okay.
Yeah, both of you roll me a d20. Or, no, just the trainer, Old Man Sanders.
Do we know if he's gonna try to catch him? I mean, I feel like he's gonna fake him out of here. Little prank. Little practical joke.
The Pokemon can roll deception if he feels Old Man Sanders is betraying him.
Nah, I'll try and catch him.
Yeah, I'm gonna roll.
I saw Tyson pull something like this once.
10 feet. I'll catch him. I rolled an 18, by the way.
Okay. 18. Yeah, so you leap down, and Old Man Sanders kind of has both of his hands out, and you just flop right into his arms.
Get off of me!
fucking dick.
I drop him the rest of the 4 feet or whatever it is.
Yeah, so you're on the ground.
Can I run like a human?
Like on two legs, and you're gonna try. Yeah. I mean, you can try. So you wanna try running like that? Yeah. All right, roll me at disadvantage because this is not how your primal instincts work.
Okay, that's a 19. Come on, baby. Oh, a 15.
Okay, so you old man Sanders throws you down on the ground, and then you just start to like run on two legs. You're pretty much like popping a wheelie, and I don't know what you're trying to prove with this, but yeah, you're able to do it. It's really weird to watch, but you're doing it.
Psyduck can already do that.
It's true. Okay, so we get to the base. You want to keep heading down the tunnel?
Yeah, I think we start making our journey through the tunnel.
Okay, yeah, so you kind of like reach the base there, and there's a little map, and it says, you know, Mallet Town this way, and it's showing west where you just came from. And then there's another sign that says Meridian, and it says it's pointing to the east. And yeah, so you keep walking down. You actually roll me a d20. Let's see.
13.
Okay, seems like you come into a, like you're walking for about like 10 minutes, and then you notice that it kind of like opens up a bit, and there's small like tunnel systems that are created, like not big enough. I mean, you might be able to crawl through, but it seems like Diglets have kind of just done their own thing attached to this main tunnel system.
Oh my God, they're still alive.
at this point, you hear something in the hole, and it's coming out from the north side.
I perception check to see if I can figure out what it is.
Okay. Roll me a d20.
5.
Okay, I mean, it's not in your Pokedex yet, so that reference is gone, and other than that, your vision's kind of blurry. It's kind of dusty down here, so it might have just like fogged up your glasses. But this Pokemon comes out of the hole. It kind of uses its wings as like a batter, and it blows dust into your face. And before you're able to realize what it is, we'll reveal that next episode.
Gas, Sam.
Damn, dude, that really is like
Zapdos.
That really is like a who's that Pokemon moment, bro.
Really makes
the end of an episode.
Did Justin write the episodes? Who knows?
It's Diglett.
No, it flew. It flew.
It's Pikachu.
It's always a Pikachu, Sam.
Damn, dude, it's gonna be pretty hard to hit that thing with your mallet in the air.
Oh no, it'll be fine.
True.
You can whip it at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll wrap up today's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Stay tuned for next week when we hop in and we'll find out what Pokemon has flown out of that tunnel system. Will the trainer fight it? Will he catch it? Stay tuned and find out.
I'm like 90% it's a Diglett. 95% a Diglett.
They've learned to fly. Oh, God.
They've evolved.